Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump made his third appearance in Maine today when he held a rally in Portland. As Steve Missler reports, Trump used his third speech to hit a hot button issue in the state, the resettlement of Somali refugees.
Trump hit many familiar topics: immigration, terrorism, how guns could have thwarted recent terrorist attacks. He also doubled down on his suggestion that refugees from war-torn Muslim countries cannot be vetted. They are a threat to the country, he said.
There's no way of vetting them. You have no idea who they are. This could be the great Trojan horse of all time.
And then Trump dwelled on an issue that's close to home for Mainers, Somali refugees.
So we've just seen many, many crimes getting worse all the time. And as Maine knows, a major destination for Somali refugees.
He said Somali resettlement in Minnesota had frayed that state's safety net while establishing a terrorist enclave.
And creating a rich pool of potential recruiting targets for Islamist terror groups. It's happening. It's happening. You see it happening. You read about it.
Lewiston and Portland are major resettlement areas for Somali refugees. There are no known terrorist attacks that have originated from either city. In Lewiston, the unemployment rate is 3.5%, according to the city. General assistance payments to refugees has dropped off as the resettlement has slowed to a trickle. The speech is consistent with Trump's effort to portray the world as a dark, dangerous place. America, he said, has never been more unsafe. He has dubbed himself the law and order candidate, the one who will make the country safe again. He has offered few specifics about how he would achieve this. His speech Thursday was no different. The crowd didn't seem to mind. They cheered when protesters holding up the Maine Constitution were hustled out of the building by security. They chanted, "Lock her up," when he mentioned Clinton.
She's made everybody less safe. Those 33,000 emails are potentially a danger to our country.
It's been a tough week for Trump. His criticism of the parents of a Muslim American soldier killed in Iraq has drawn broad and bipartisan condemnation. Fellow Republicans continue to bristle at his bombastic, impolitic style. And recent polls show Clinton has opened up a sizable lead. But none of that dampened the enthusiasm of his supporters. They flocked into the cozy confines of the Merrill Auditorium to cheer on the television personality and real estate mogul as he delivered one of his trademark speeches, a meandering free association performance, light on policy specifics and heavy on Trump.
Major anchors and major political figures have said what Trump has done, meaning what we have done together, it's a movement, is perhaps the greatest political phenomena they've seen in their lifetime.
Maine is a purple state. It hasn't selected a Republican president since voters went for George H.W. Bush in 1988. Still, Maine's unique way of awarding its four electoral votes has proven enticing for the Republican. He's hoping he can snag at least one electoral vote here, if not all of them.
You know what? I think you can get all four. I think you can get all four. So we'll see. We'll see.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.